Today on the Doc on the Run podcast, we're talking about how to patch test for tape allergy. So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast. Taping is one of the oldest and simplest ways to treat foot pain and injuries to the toes, feet, and ankles. There's a specific way to tape your ankles after an ankle sprain so you can start running earlier. If you have a plantar plate sprain, you might try taping the toe to decrease some of the stress and strain on that little plantar plate ligament when you run. And of course, if you have a broken toe, buddy splinting with tape can really help hold the broken bone still so that it can hurt less and heal faster. But if your skin gets irritated and you're forced to stop using it, the tape can't help you at all. Yesterday, I was on a call with a runner in the injured runner's aid station who had tried taping but had to quit using it because his skin got super raw and irritated after only 3 days. Now, the first reason skin can break down like this can happen is that you're putting the tape on too tightly. And when the tape is too tight, it pulls on the skin and it causes the skin to come raw, irritated, and super sore. But the one thing that we as physicians often worry about is a true tape allergy. If you tell any doctor that you used a certain kind of tape, whether it's paper tape, silk tape, kinesio tape, whatever, and you tell them it caused a skin irritation, they're going to probably tell you to just never use it again. But there is a way that you can tell whether or not you might be truly allergic to that tape. It's a simple process doctors call patch testing. Now, here's how to do it. First thing you do is that you get the tape you want to test and two Band-Aids and make sure they're the exact two same kind of Band-Aids. You don't want to mix apples and oranges here. Now, step two, you take the tape that you want to test and you cut out a small piece of it. It doesn't really matter if it's a circle or a square, but the tape sample size that you're going to use should only be about the size of a dime. Now, step three, you take that dime-sized piece of tape and stick it on your left forearm. Make sure you put it in a spot where it's not going to rub on anything. And step four, you put a second Band-Aid on top of that little piece of tape on your left forearm. You stick it right on top of the piece of tape to hold it in place and to decrease any friction across it. Step four, you're going to take a second Band-Aid and you're going to put it on your other forearm in exactly the same location as the one on your left forearm. So now you have two Band-Aids in the same place on both forearms. One of them has a piece of tape under it. One of them is just a Band-Aid. Now, step five, you leave the Band-Aids in place for 1 to 3 days. Now, if you start having any itching, any burning, any pain, any tingling, anything weird, remove both of the Band-Aids and wash both locations with mild soap and water. Now, step six, let's say you have no discomfort at all. If it's been 1 day or 3 days, however long you wait, you remove both of the Band-Aids and you hold your arms together and compare them side by side. If you have no redness or irritation on either forearm, the skin looks totally normal with the surrounding skin, you know that you're not allergic to the tape. You know that you're not allergic to the Band-Aids either. But if you are allergic to the tape that you are testing, you're going to have some kind of weirdness of the skin that's not going to look like the skin around it. In most cases, if you cut out a square, you're going to have a square area that's red, that's itchy, that might even be raw in the place where you had that sample of tape. In that case, you might want to talk to an allergist or a dermatologist about a potential allergy to that specific tape. And if you do that, take pictures so you can show them when you go in so you don't have to repeat this test. But whatever you do, don't ever use that tape again until you've talked to the allergist. Now, if you did find that you were allergic to a tape that you've been using, you could try a second patch test with a different type of tape to see if you can find one that you're not allergic to. And if you're going to do that, try to find one that's listed as hypoallergenic so that you're less likely to actually be allergic to it. And that way, you might be able to start using some tape again and get back to running a whole lot faster. Now, if you have a question like this for me and you want to run it by me, join me in the Injured Runners Aid Station, where I share all of the tips, tricks, and strategies I use with runners who want to run instead of just waiting to run. I'll be there. You can join me at docontherun.com/aidstation.